Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me again this week is Mike Nolan, the Executive Director of the Small Business Development Center here at Minnesota State University, Mankato. Welcome back, Mike.
Well, good to see you again.
So last time we talked about some of the turnaround work that you folks have been doing at SBDC in this part of Minnesota. What about another thing that we've talked about in the past is the idea of, collaborative financing?
Oftentimes we work with companies that we need to get a little creative with how we help them fund, either as a pure startup situation or sometimes as a growth organization. And what we do is we put together a package where a portion of that financing might come from the traditional banking partner, a portion of that funding might come from the SBA in terms of one of their programs, and then a local funder will participate. Southern Minnesota Initiative Foundation has been a fantastic partner for the region in providing that funding. We call it gap funding. So there's a gap in our funding, and we need to find creative ways to help businesses realize their dreams. And so Southern Minnesota Initiative Foundation will come and they'll loan money, but they'll take a back seat to the other lenders. It makes the bank more likely to say yes to the loan. It still serves the needs of our communities. We've worked with Region 9, the Development Commission. We work with local counties, often have funding, and local cities have revolving loan funds that are really designed for this purpose. The city of North Mankato, we've done several really innovative things with their Port Authority, and we continue to develop strong relationships with each community. And it's kind of exciting. It's usually, I just got done with a client meeting about a half hour ago, and if they're independently wealthy, they really don't need to come to the Small Business Development
right.
Center. They can pretty much write the check themselves. But everyone else, we need to really walk through the entire business planning process.
Right. And so oftentimes they have a great idea or a great expansion idea, and it's just that the money just isn't there.
Well, exactly. Banks have their own lending limitations. For example, we were helping a client with a rather large project. It was a couple million dollar business expansion. Well, the bank has a set amount of money that they can loan towards inventory, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They might only loan 20 cents on the dollar for inventory. They can loan maybe 50% on the dollar for accounts receivable projections. So you end up with this gap in their funding.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this particular instance, we were able to work with Southern Minnesota Initiative Foundation, who brought $200,000 investment to the table. Now, this company, just in the past 12 months, has added probably 15 jobs to a small town.
Wow.
Here in Blue Earth County, which is a big deal these days, is to grow your workforce by that much. I think that's a great example.
I appreciate that. If people need to get a hold of you?
The best way is to get to the website, myminnesotabusiness.com.
Thanks, Mike. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.